And so with that comes the deep need embedded in every human being that has not stepped beyond, the deep need for more to fulfill me on whatever level. Some people seek it here, others seek it there. You may seek it on the level of possessions, you may seek it on the level of achievement, on the level of relationships, how many boyfriends or girlfriends or experiences. And people come here perhaps also looking for more to add to me. The sense of self, the mind-based sense of self, which is so hungry. Overeating is only a physical expression of the need for more. That is basically a psychological need. So it means you eat more than the body needs to fill that deep-seated longing for more. And then you can have it, you consume entertainment. We have whole industries catering to the psychological need for more that fills your mind up continuously with more things going on, events, useless information, continuous chatter. Switch on the radio and it goes in an excited voice. What's he saying? Nothing really. He's just filling you up with more thoughts. Insignificant. And so people cannot stand not getting more. Not getting more results in very quick a sense of frustration, of boredom, of even fear. Which is what you may experience occasionally here. Because the need for more is not really met in this situation. We are here to discover that to be fully yourself, to feel a sense of rootedness, a deep rootedness in life, in being, that the world of nature still has. Because nature does not have dilemmas or problematic life situations. It may suffer, but not. It's not a problem, it's not a dilemma. And when an animal suffers, it suffers. A cat just rests until it gets better, stays very quiet. No complaining. Some animals that live closely with humans become complainers also. They learn that from the human mind, which loves complaining. But many animals remain sane despite that. And so you can learn from them. You can see how deeply rooted they are in life. There's a fundamental deep trust in life that humans, most of them, don't have anymore. They don't feel truly rooted within themselves, rooted in being. A deep sense of aliveness and peace. The purring of the cat. The cat is in touch with something very beautiful when it purrs, a sense of delight in being alive, bliss. And humans can have that also. And I'm not talking about a superficial feeling of, oh, isn't that great? I'm not even talking about being happy all the time. Everything is soft. There are no problems. And it's not pretending. It's not saying, oh, no. No, it's deeper than that. The possibility of living from a deeper place than the stream of thinking. And from there comes whatever you need on the level, the external level, even in your future, comes out of that. If you are connected with that inner